Hey everybody, welcome to the Cynical Cast. My name's Levi, I'm here with my friend Bradley, and we're gonna talk about fucking whatever comes to our mind.
Yep.
So what's going on in your life, Bradley?
I just moved into my apartment with my friend Wyatt. It's 4th of July. Things are going pretty great. We all went downtown. We didn't know exactly what we were gonna do. We kinda just like figured we'd come back here, hang out, have some drinks, figure things out. So yeah, that's what's going on right now.
It is 4th of July, and we went down to Riverfront in Spokane here, and there's too many fucking people, dude. There was a lot of fucking people. I don't know what the hell everybody was doing. Everybody was fucking walking with their stupid-ass kids. Fucking walking around. Their kids are walking slower than them, so they have to fucking match the speed of their kids. Fucking hate kids, dude. Yeah, I hate other people's kids. I'm sure when I have kids, I'll fucking be happy about it, but for right now, I fucking hate kids.
Yeah, it's weird with all the people. We're all walking. We're all doing our own thing. People are in their own lives. We're all in our own little bubbles, our own little social circles. It's so weird. Everything's so weird.
How awkward do you feel in, like, big groups of people?
I feel awkward for sure. Like, when we're sitting on the steps and everyone's in their own little groups and, like, we can all hear each other's conversations and we're just trying to, like, not be awkward. Everyone's trying not to be awkward, but that just makes it more awkward.
I don't want to hear any conversation that I'm not a part of.
Yeah.
You know, like, honestly, I mean, I know that it's, like, if anybody's listening to this podcast, that's exactly what they're doing is listening to somebody else's conversation, yeah. But it's like, I don't give a shit, dude. Like, honestly, I just don't get it, man.
And I feel like people, when they first start podcasts like this, they don't acknowledge that things are weird right now. We're like, we're talking, we're trying to think things that we're going to say next. Like, we're trying to, like, keep the conversation going, but it's all so weird. It's all like, it's so much better to acknowledge the things that are really going on, so it puts people at ease, so they're not kind of cringing. They're like, okay, these people know what they're doing, they're acknowledging it, we're all acknowledging it, we're accepting it, we're moving on.
How fucking weird is it that in 2019 people go on like apps like the fucking Apple Podcast app and just listen to somebody talk for like an hour?
Yeah, it's really interesting.
It's fucking weird.
It's really weird as shit. Especially, dude. Like, and streaming. Streaming's huge. Like, Twitch. Twitch is huge. People just watching people play video games.
I love watching people on Twitch, man.
It's great.
Who are some of your favorite streamers?
I really like Shroud. I like people that just bring,
it's a little mainstream, but yeah.
Soda Poppin'. He's pretty mainstream.
I like I've seen a few of his reactions to, like, random internet videos.
I watch more clips of Twitch streams than I do actual streams.
I agree with that, yeah.
I feel like a lot of people do that too.
One of my favorite streamers is Vinesauce. You ever heard of them?
No, I have not.
Oh, dude. He's so funny, man. He plays a lot of Nintendo games. But every Sunday he plays the worst games possible. And it's so fucking funny, dude. He played this one game where it was like, click here to reveal your prize or some shit. And he clicked it, and it was a fucking, like, video of a dead body
getting,
cut up and shit. And he fucking almost got banned on Twitch for it. It was bad. It was so funny, though. He was like, he clicked on it, and he was like, give me my prize or whatever. And then as soon as it started showing him, he was like, fuck, is that a dead body? Fuck. Trying to click everything to get out of it. It was so good. I love Twitch, man. Twitch is really fucking lucrative right now.
Yeah, it really is.
Like, fucking Ninja, dude, so much money. Like,
yeah, it's crazy.
It's stupid how much money he makes. Like, he probably makes more than a doctor. And a fucking doctor.
Well,
like,
easily.
Oh, easily, dude, yeah. And he just fucking, I guess making people laugh is priceless, but fucking,
and he's good, though. He's a good gamer.
He's good.
He's really good, actually.
It's not something that I would watch, but, like, he's good at the games, and he does pretty good commentary, so.
What? Like, I mean, that's when you're in their shoes, you really gotta look at the next 20 years, like we were talking about earlier. We gotta look at the next 20 years, and, like, he's not going to be popping in the next 20 years. Like, in 20 years from now, he's not going to be popping, most likely. Like, you gotta make smart financial decisions when you're able to make a career off of what he's doing. You really do. Set yourself up for retirement.
Well, he was a streamer for a long time before Fortnite came around.
He was.
And then when Fortnite came around, it was like he reinvented himself. Like, everybody just fucking flocked to his stream. And now he's fucking the biggest name in video games right now. Like, it's ridiculous. So, obviously, Fortnite's probably not going to be around in 10 years, hopefully.
Well, yeah, there's always a new game that blows up.
So, he's going to have to adapt to that when it comes. And he's going to find the next big game. Because I think he got into Fortnite when it was, like, not huge.
Yeah, well, it wasn't huge. Fortnite really started popping, like, early 2018. Things started to really go for it.
I think it launched in, like, late 2017, something like that.
Yeah.
What games have you been playing lately?
Just Rocket League.
Just Rocket League?
Just Rocket League. But Rocket League
is a good game.
I don't really have a lot of time, because I have the EMT class, and I have work as well.
Yeah.
So, things are packed. But I feel like this is the time in your life where you have to, like, you really have to grind things out, and you have to, like, just get things done. You gotta be disciplined with what you want to do. But I really like what we were talking about earlier with when you're young, you have so much potential for things that people will tell you, but you don't really understand it until you learn from, like, you make a bunch of mistakes. You're like, wow, it's 20 years of my life right now. You know what I mean? Like, 18 to 20 years right now. We're all, like, thrown out into the real world, faced to, like, accept things for how they really are, and we gotta just work with what we got.
I guess we should, like, probably, like, introduce ourselves, tell a little bit about us, like, how old we are, like, what we're doing in life, like, what our goals are, I guess. Like,
yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So, I'm Levi, I'm 19, and I just did a year of college, but I'm not going to go back. Right now, I'm applying at kind of dead-end jobs, looking for something to hold me over while I look for something better, and, I'm living with my grandpa right now, but I'm at Bradley's apartment, so he's obviously doing better than I am, so I'll let him take it off.
Hi, I'm Bradley. I'm 19 as well. I turned 20 in 1 month. Once I graduated high school...
You're almost a year older than me.
Yeah, I know. Shit. I'm getting old. I look like I'm 13.
Getting old at 20.
I'm getting old and I look like I'm 13, so...
Fuck.
But... I definitely don't look my age, but aside from that superficial stuff, yeah, I'm 19 and almost 20. When I graduated high school, I like kind of just worked some construction jobs. I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my life, to be completely honest. And then I looked into the EMS stuff, and I kind of became obsessed with it. I wanted to help people. And it sounds like kind of egotistical and fake, to be honest, but no, I really do want to help people, and it's a great career, especially becoming like a paramedic firefighter. You're making a lot of money, and your schedule is like magnificent. Who wouldn't want like 2 on, 4 off? And you're able to have a job with purpose, because I feel like as young men, we need to have a great purpose in life. We need to find our purpose and really pursue that. I don't want to waste my time, like, focusing on relationships or anything like that. I want to find my purpose and really pursue it. Because I think that's how you find happiness and escape, like, depression and anxiety.
Have you dealt with a lot of depression and anxiety in your life?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Like, especially growing up, like, when I was 15 after my sister died. Things just kind of hit me right there. And I had to face reality pretty young. But, like, I don't really think about that a lot. I don't really, like, it never really, like, had a crazy impact. It just had, like, this weird subconscious, like, ongoing kind of, like, I don't know how to explain it. It's really weird.
There's a lot of different kinds of anxiety. What do you think that yours falls under?
Part of it is, like, social anxiety.
Uh-huh.
And then the other part is anxiety that arises with my thoughts late at night, usually.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm thinking about, like we talked about earlier, like my mind's like, it just starts going crazy as soon as I lay in bed. My mind starts going crazy and like, it gives me anxiety. My thoughts give me anxiety because late at night, I usually like end up facing reality. I look at things for how they really are, and sometimes I wish I didn't look at things like that.
Yeah.
But
we actually did talk a lot before we started this podcast, and that's the reason we started this podcast, is because we were talking about a lot of interesting shit. So we were comparing like our favorite podcast, Joe Rogan podcast, congratulations podcast with Chris D'Elia, fucking Super Mega Cast, that's one of my favorites.
The Fighter and the Kid with Brendan Schaub.
Yeah, yeah. And we were like, fuck it, we should make our own podcast. We're talking about some interesting shit, so. I don't know if it's translating well, because I should probably mention we're drinking, by the way, while we're fucking recording this. Brad is a little more fucked up than I am, but
I feel like this gives us
it's a social lubricant.
This gives us some room for error for sure. With
yeah.
Whoever listens to this, like, just don't be super judgmental.
Yeah, if we say something fucked up, that's because we're drunk. And if we do say something fucked up, I'll probably edit it out, so you'll hear a cut. But
it'll definitely be interesting, like to look back at this like a year from now, because we're ever growing, we're always changing, we're always like evolving. And if you're not evolving, what are you doing? You're not doing something right. If you're not evolving as a person, whether that be negative or positive, it all depends. Like, everything comes back to perspective.
Yeah.
Everything in life comes back to your perspective.
Definitely.
And we are what we think, you know? And a great thing that I brought up earlier, not to be egotistical, is this... is it an analogy? What is this? Like, I'm not who I think I am. I'm not who you think I am. I am who you think I am who I think you think I am.
Yeah.
It's so interesting and it's so true. And
we are who we think other people perceive us to be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a way better way to say it.
I don't know if it's better, but it's more redundant way to say it.
Yeah, for sure.
So we should probably, like, clue the non-existent audience in on our relationship, like how we became friends, how we have stayed friends, even though, like, with distance and stuff, you know, it can be hard to keep friends and stuff. So what was your, it's been years and years, but what was your first impression of me?
I don't really know, because it's like, it's weird when you grow up with someone your whole life, but
yeah.
I definitely feel like we had most of our memories in middle school, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, that's where things were really fun in middle school.
We made
so many memories. Like, things are just so fun in middle school. Things are just so different. Sometimes I wish I could go back to, like, the perspective I had when I was in middle school.
We didn't take shit seriously in middle school. Like, everything was just a fucking silly goose time. Like, everybody was just chilling. I mean, that we were, like, worried about girls and dumb shit like that, but, like, looking back on it, I was like, dude, I fucking wish I still had that mindset. Like, damn.
I didn't really, like, start thinking about, like, girls until... I think I was a late bloomer, to be honest. I don't think I hit puberty until I was, like, in high school, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, for sure, because I don't think I had armpit hair until I was, like, a freshman, maybe. If that. And I, like, still don't have a lot. I don't know what that says about, like, my hormones or what. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. My voice is, like, super deep. Probably have, like, low T or something. But maybe not. I don't know. I had my T levels tested, like, a year ago, and they were pretty solid.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I hit the worst parts of puberty first. Like, I got the armpit hair, I got the height, I got the fucking... I'm fucking 6'4", by the way. Just for a fucking visual of whatever. I got armpit hair, I got fucking, like... I was sweating all the time, that's probably because I'm fat. I fucking... What else happens when you hit puberty? Also, if you can hear those fucking fireworks outside, that's because it's fucking July 4th.
Well,
and
for some
people celebrating, we're fucking inside recording a podcast, so...
Some people get facial hair.
I didn't...
You have facial hair. I don't.
Yeah, I have fucking facial hair, but I have... No, I don't. I don't even have fucking facial hair. I have fucking neckle hair. I have fucking... It's all on my fucking neck, and it pisses me off.
It's so weird. It's so weird how that works. How...
I tried I shaved, like, the like, lower half of my neck to make it seem like I had a chin, you know? And it fucking... It didn't work. I mean... People have told me, like, they're like, oh, it looks good now that you shaved, like, that part of it. And I'm like, no, it fucking doesn't. Like, every time I look in the mirror, I'm like, dude, it's still a neck beard. Like, it doesn't grow, just for a visual, it doesn't grow where my mustache is supposed to be, or, like, it doesn't connect either. So it just looks like a fucking chin strap that went bad. It's terrible, dude. It looks bad. What were you gonna say? Were you gonna say something?
I don't know. I don't know at this point. But yeah, I'm not really sure what to talk about right now, but to go back,
let's talk about whatever, dude. Like what have you been like on YouTube lately?
I'm on YouTube all the time.
I am too.
When I'm not like doing stuff with people or like doing homework or working,
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'm on YouTube.
I am, like, dude. I'm on YouTube more than I fucking breathe.
I'm having trouble watching shows with actors. I'll either watch documentaries or I'll watch YouTube. I can't watch shows with actors
anymore. You know, I can relate to that because I am on... Dude, honestly, we're probably more alike than you think. Because I'm on YouTube more than I fucking breathe, I think. Like, if I'm not just chilling playing a video game... Or even if I am playing a video game, I'll be watching something in the background. Like, I'll be watching fucking...
Yeah, exactly.
Vsauce or Super Mega or fucking... podcasts, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do one thing at a time. And it pisses me off. Like, but it's nice because I can do more things at once. Like, I'm playing through Borderlands 2 right now. And I'm getting towards the like middle to end part of it. And I'll be playing one of those missions and I'll just be fucking listening to Chris D'Elia or fucking Theo Von's podcast. I like comedy podcasts. That's my thing, kinda.
Yeah, I love comedy podcasts, but
yeah.
I'm definitely addicted to YouTube, for sure. I can admit it.
I am too.
I'm listening and watching YouTube when I'm brushing my teeth, when I'm walking to go do something. I always have YouTube on. Every time I'm doing homework or like I'm driving somewhere, I'm listening and watching the YouTube. Yeah. I really am.
I acknowledge it as a problem. Like, I honestly, if I didn't watch so much YouTube, I would be a fucking millionaire by now. Like, It's a problem, but it's a good problem to have because I enjoy my time. And I honestly think that if time you enjoy wasting is not time wasted. You know what I mean?
For sure. For sure.
So, like, if I'm wasting time playing fucking Metroid Fusion, it's an old fucking game for the Game Boy, if nobody knows what that fucking is. If I'm wasting time playing that, then I don't feel like I wasted any time because I enjoyed myself while I was wasting the time. So, I feel like, this might be the fucking drunk in me speaking, but I feel like time enjoyed wasting is not time wasted, no matter what it is. If you enjoy watching baseball, and you go to baseball games every month or so, and you watch baseball games all the time on TV, whenever they're on, whatever, that's not a waste of time because you genuinely love baseball and want to see what happens in those games. So you watch them, and... People say that's wasted time, and it's not. I genuinely believe if you enjoy the time that you're wasting, you are not wasting time.
That is so perfect. That is perfect.
I've been drinking a little bit. I gotta.
That is great. Kinda,
I'll be honest. You might have to hold them over while I fucking go piss and get in the drink.
Yeah, dude, that was perfect. I wouldn't be able to say that or articulate that in any better way. That was amazing.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm fucking articulate, man, and other times I'm a fucking baboon when I talk. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes I'm like fucking.
We need to talk about something. Huh? Before I forget this thought.
What do we need to talk about?
Post-nut clarity. I don't know if you've ever.
Bro! You talk about fucking post-nut clarity, bro?
Dude. Oh my gosh.
Every girlfriend I've ever had, I've warned them about post-nut clarity.
Post-nut clarity, if you don't know, post-nut clarity is after you ejaculate and you experience this weird sensation. It can go from like 10 seconds to a couple minutes.
I'll be right back.
Post-nut clarity is this clarity you get after you ejaculate. It's usually from like, from as soon as you ejaculate to like 2 minutes usually. And it's this weird, immense clarity that you get where you understand everything you need to do and how things really are. And it's really strange, and I wouldn't be able to, I can't really explain it. It's so weird. You understand everything. You know what you need to do. Like, let's say you have an essay you need to write, and you're not, you know the type of essay you need to write, but you don't know what your thesis is going to be. And then you go and masturbate, let's say, and you ejaculate, and you're like, okay, I got it. I know what I need to do. Or you're about to go on a date with a girl, and you're not really sure if you should. You don't really know. You go and jerk off, blow a load, and you're like, wow, I definitely do not or do want to go out with this girl. If you genuinely like the girl, you want to go out with her. And if you don't, then you're not going to go out with her probably. You're probably going to stay home and watch a documentary and eat some food. But, yeah, I really don't know what to say right now. That's post-nut clarity, and it's really weird. I feel like every guy that's listening to this, if anyone's listening to this, will understand what post-nut clarity is. Girls, if you're listening to this and you ever wonder why, like, after you're done having sex, your guy rolls over and, like, just kind of, like, looks up at the ceiling or something. He doesn't really say anything. Doesn't really, like, cuddle with you. Honestly, it's probably because he doesn't really like you, to be honest. Like, I feel like every guy has experienced that. And it's so strange. And it's not talked about enough, for sure. Welcome.
You still talking about no post-nut clarity, bro?
Yeah, let's get your opinion.
What were you just saying?
Give
me a recap so I can join in.
So what I was just saying, like, just now, is that, yeah, like, girls, if you're ever with a guy that, like, as soon as he ejaculates and he just kind of rolls over and doesn't want to, like,
yeah,
doesn't cuddle you, like, a girl, if the girl wants that, or, like, it kind of just looks at the ceiling and is like, I don't want to be, like, just stay away from me. He probably doesn't really like you. He's just horny. All guys will understand this.
I agree with that. But when you when you nut, you get real tired. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you don't like the girl. It just means that you busted your nut, so you're tired. Like,
true.
You want to go to bed. Like, I've never busted a nut where I've been like, hey, I want to go do fucking yard work after this now. Like, you know? Like, it just doesn't happen. So, I don't know. Obviously, every man has experienced post-nut clarity before. When I was in, like, fucking high school, almost every time I would talk to a girl on fucking, what were some of those apps, like, fucking, they would give you, like, a fake phone number, the fucking app would give you a fake phone number, and then you would text using that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. One of those apps, you would fucking talk to a girl, and my opener almost always would be like, fucking, like, something stupid, like, fucking, you horny? Like, like something fucking dumb that I would never say now, but it'd be something like that, and probably half the time, a girl would be like, fuck off, I never want to talk to you again. But then the other half would be intrigued. So, I would be intrigued by that, and I would say things that I don't mean in order to get that nut in. And when I didn't need that nut and I was done, I kind of treated them like trash. I feel bad about it. But, you know, that's how a fucking high school boy works.
Yeah, for sure. Something I'd like to do with this podcast is bring people back to reality and show them things that they're doing every day that they don't acknowledge and don't realize until they hear us talk about it. And one thing I want to talk about is that we're all actors when there's people around. We're all constantly thinking about what other people are thinking. We're constantly changing what we do based on the perception of us and those around us. And once you really understand that we're all acting, we're constantly acting, that, like, I don't know where I'm going with this.
It doesn't matter as much. Once you realize that it's all an act, like, if a person is being super, like, over the top nice to you, you understand that that is at least mostly an act. That person doesn't want to be nice to you because it takes effort to be nice to somebody. And once you realize that, it basically warns you that, you know, this person would rather spend their time doing something else, so it lets you know what their true intentions are.
Yeah, exactly. You definitely understand it. People are constantly putting on fronts. And the way to be genuine, the way to become, like, the way to get close to becoming genuine is acknowledging that we do it and try to be ourselves. Just make an effort. That's all that matters, is that you make an effort and that you're not delusional. Just try to see things for how they really are and accept it. If you just accept things for how they really are, don't look through things as, like, through this, like, fairy tale lens. I think it may cause depression for some people. It definitely did me. Like, facing reality and facing, like, how human nature really is. It's definitely tough. But we are our thoughts. Just whatever you want life to be, think it.
Yeah.
Think it for sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So what do you mean by when you would see people living their lives, what about that caused depression for you?
It's not so much people, like, living their lives what caused depression for me. What caused depression is, like, a multitude of things.
Uh-huh.
Mainly human nature. Human nature can... I feel like that can cause depression for a lot of people. And understanding how people really work, both men and women. And accepting it. That was the hardest thing for me, is acceptance of human nature and raw human nature. And I feel like once people really accept what human nature is when you can look past it. But if you don't acknowledge what's going on, you can't look past it, and you keep following this, like, it's on constant repeat. It's a loop of things you constantly do. You don't acknowledge that you're doing it until you take a step back, reevaluate your life, reevaluate your situation, everything that's going on around you. Like, I'm sure, like, growing up, you go to so many, for example, like, let's say you're in high school and people are hanging out at the motel, right? And you go and hang out, and you don't necessarily want to hang out with these people, and you may feel worse after hanging out with them, but you do it anyways. Those are people you probably shouldn't be hanging out with. If you feel worse after hanging out with people, don't hang out with them. Like, find people who genuinely care. Find people who understand how things are and that are willing to look past everything. Like, I wish people were less superficial in everyday life. That's why it's hard for me to go downtown in Spokane, like Riverfront Park, and look at all these people that, you know, I don't know exactly what they're thinking. It's like, it's wrong for me to say that they're all looking at everything through a very blue-pilled lens, where they're not seeing things for how they really are. Because maybe they are, and they're more quote-unquote woke than me.
Yeah.
So we don't really know. And I feel like, but I really feel that we are our thoughts, and everything's about your perspective, and, like, that's your life, your perspective. Yeah.
Bradley mentioned something that not a lot of people are going to know. I mean, nobody's going to know what it means. He mentioned going to the motel. And back home where we grew up, when we were like probably sophomore year onward, going to the motel just meant fucking drinking with your friends. Like, friends that not that you didn't necessarily want to hang out with, but they had the alcohol. So, not saying we drank in high school, because that's illegal, but at least where we live. So, but yeah, going to the motel basically meant hanging out with a certain type of crowd that did not necessarily respond well to authority. I don't know how to really describe it.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I think you kind of like hit it on the head there.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say about it. It's not really that big of a deal. I kind of wish that growing up in such a small area that you do gain things from it, for sure, but I would have liked to have a better high school experience, personally.
Yeah, we grew up in like a tri-town area that was like, it was three towns that shared one school, and none of the towns really went past like 200 population.
Well,
like something like that.
Ione has like, I think Ione's population might be a couple thousand.
Huh?
Well,
no, there's
I
no
don't
way.
Know. I don't know what it is.
There's no way.
It's bigger than you think. I'll look it up right now.
It's like, I think the last number I heard was like 400, maybe.
No, dude, I think Ione's like, Ione, dude, there's Ione's,
no way.
Listen.
It can't be. What is it? Give me the number and I'll tell you why it's not true. Or I'll be amazed and I'll be like, oh, okay. That must be what it is.
Okay,
then.
Let me look it up.
He's on his goddamn phone during the podcast.
Okay, my okay, it's not a couple thousand. I was totally off about that. But
yeah, what
I mean, the whole area is a couple thousand people. Like,
what
everything combined.
It's like,
I think it was around 500.
500?
It was around
for,
there.
For Ione, specifically?
It was around there.
Ione is the town I grew up in, and he grew up in Medellin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Medellin.
So, Medellin was the smallest of the three towns, I think, right?
Yeah.
Is that wrong to say?
Yeah, it's the smallest.
So, there was three towns, Ione, Medellin, and Medellin Falls. Some people grouped in Medellin and Medellin Falls together, but
a lot of people from up here just refer to it as Medellin Falls. That's
yeah.
All they say.
So, we grew up there. I grew up with like fucking nobody around me. My neighbors sometimes had kids, and we would hang out with them. But I never liked them. Obviously, I would hang out with the fucking kids from Medellin and Medellin Falls because they were way cooler. But like fucking Bradley and a bunch of other names that I probably can't say because people fucking look them up on Facebook and shit. No, but we would, yeah, these towns were really fucking small, so we would just, we wouldn't have anything to fucking do. There's nothing to do up there, man.
I feel like, I wish we could all experience both sides of things. I wish everyone that went to Selkirk, that experienced a small town kind of thing.
Selkirk was the high school we went to.
I wish we all could have experienced the bigger city side of things. A big high
yeah.
school where you're meeting new people every day, and and not everyone knows who you are. The word doesn't get around fast, things that happen. Like, no one cares. No one cares what you're doing.
Yeah.
You can find your own group and, like, go with it. But you can't really do that there. There's a couple groups, and you gotta pick one.
And I think that's what really pushed me over the edge to happiness is when I truly realized that nobody gives a shit what you're doing, that really like lit a fire under me and was like, okay, like I don't have to impress anybody because nobody gives a fuck what I'm doing. Like, nobody gives a shit. Like, anybody that's on my Snapchat list that sees that I'm doing a podcast with Bradley, maybe one or two people will click through and listen for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But the rest of the people will be like, fuck this guy. I don't give a shit what he's doing. Like, and once I realized that, I was so much happier. Like, I was like, okay, these people don't give a shit what I think or what I'm doing, so I don't have to impress them. You know?
I know exactly what you're saying.
And so, when I was in high school, I would want to impress the cool kids. Fucking, there were some kids, fucking, I'll list a couple of their names, but I'll change the names so you don't fucking look them up. I'll say, Cooper and, Pendragon and, Elliot. I'll say those are their names. But they were the cool kids, quote unquote. And so I always thought that I needed to impress them in order to be in their group and be invited to the fucking hangouts. But now that I'm out of there, I don't give a shit when they hang out without me. When I was in high school, if somebody hung out without me, I would take that as a personal attack. But now, if I hear that, I'm like, fucking cool, I don't give a shit. I don't know if we mentioned this, but we're drinking, by the way. I don't know if I sound like a fucking crazy person drinking, but...
I definitely know what you're saying. I definitely know where you're coming from, for sure. It's just not... I feel like we shouldn't waste our time even talking about it. It's just... It's all so stupid. It's all, like... It's all just stupid. It's just stupid. Well,
it's not all stupid because we all came from that, and we all dealt with that for years. So I wouldn't say it's completely irrelevant, but it's somewhat relevant to our lives because we wouldn't be the same without those specific groups and cliques and the places where we fit in and whatnot.
I definitely know what you're saying, for sure. Like, I definitely, like, that's why, like, everything's perspective. Mm-hmm. Like, I definitely know what you're saying. Like, I really vibe with that. I understand it. Like, I live that for sure. And, but then I'm just like, I'm at the point where I don't care about my past really. I know it is like who it makes, like it makes me.
Yeah.
But I like the people that I'm hanging out with. Like the people in my like EMT class, there's girls doing their nursing thing. And they're like really awesome people. Like there's like most, like a lot of the class is like, there's a lot of girls in there. Getting their nursing credits, and like I talk to them on Snapchat all the time. We're all like really good friends. They're all like I'm finally talking to people that we have similar interests and like helping people. I really want to help people.
That's so fucking healthy, dude. Talking to people who have the same interests as you, where you can talk to them about whatever you're into and they understand it, is such a fucking like relief off your chest, you know? Like, talking to people in high school, we had fucking, what, 200 people in our high school?
If that.
So, if it was, you were hard-pressed finding somebody who was into the same shit as you were. But going, I went to college for a year, and meeting some of the people that I met there, it was fucking, it was such a weight off my chest, because I could talk to somebody about the new video games that were coming out, or some of the music that I was into, like Greta Van Fleet, Led Zeppelin, fucking Guns N' Roses, some of that stuff, and somebody was there who was into that stuff and would talk about it with me, and I didn't feel alone for the first time in so long. It was so important. Like, that is the most important thing, is figuring out who you gel with and who you're cool with and figuring out who is the best fit for you as a friend.
I definitely understand what you're saying. You're so spot on. You're you're so spot on.
I try to be.
I think it all comes from like a primitive like origin, you know? Mm-hmm. It all comes from like the tribalism stuff we talked about. We're finding our tribes. We're trying to like find where we belong. If you don't, like, Levi just stepped out of the room. I don't know what he's doing. He might be getting another drink or something. But I think all of that stems from tribalism, as well as, like, racism and all this stupid stuff. Like once in a while, we'll say stuff to be funny. But I think true racism and stuff like that, like, it all comes from tribalism and all these very primitive concepts that we've come to understand but not really acknowledge, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying, right? We talked about a lot of this stuff earlier.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Like, people, tribalism stems from, like, you don't know, if somebody looks different than you, then it kind of, there's a certain reaction that happens, like, subconsciously, that you can't control, that if somebody looks different than you, then you kind of, there's a panic mode for, like, a split second. And I know what you mean as far as tribalism, because if I'm, what's the word? If I'm fucking intimidated by someone's look, like the way they look,
their appearance,
yeah, then I can't help that to a certain degree, but as soon as I realize that it's happening, I shut it down immediately.
That's good.
But
it's human nature, like we talked about earlier. It all comes down to human nature and our psychology, the way we're made.
It is, and I really hate to talk about racism because I fucking hate racism, but as, like, I understand it to a point because some people just can't, they can't describe that part of their mind that tells them, no, this isn't right. And I empathize with it because some people just can't, they can't destroy that link. And it just, you know, it's hard. So.
Yeah, this
I'm totally, everything, every fiber in my bone is against racism. But when somebody brings it up to me that's like 70 years old, it's like, you were taught that. Like, I understand because you were taught that. You can't unlearn it.
I think it's good to definitely understand every perspective, whether you agree with it or not. It's good to understand where people are coming from. And I do think even though things may be a little ridiculous in today's world, I think everything's moving in a positive direction as far as obviously technology goes. That's great.
Yeah.
We're making advancements every year. If we look at the last 10 years, and then we look at the next 10 years, things are going to be crazy.
It's crazy.
Whether people acknowledge it or not, we're not in a standstill at all. Things mm-hmm. are going to continue to evolve as exponential, like you said earlier.
Yeah.
And we're never going to stop. We're going to continue to evolve until whether we kill ourselves or things end out of our control.
It's fucking crazy how fast we evolve now. Like, I'm sure like 1,000 years ago it wasn't that noticeable for somebody to get to be 1,000 years old. But now, if somebody's 100, there's a fucking world record for you, dude. Like, you're gonna be known. You're 100 years old. We want your opinion on shit. Their opinion's usually fucking racist, but 100 years old? I want to know what you thought about fucking automobiles becoming a thing. Like, I don't know. Old ass people fucking intrigue me.
I feel like a lot of people don't. I forgot what I was saying. I was thinking of something when you were talking. Sorry.
Oh, go ahead, dude.
I forgot what I was thinking of. I was going to say it. It's on the tip of my tongue.
We got all fucking kinds of time. This is a fucking podcast.
This is what I love. I love that.
Nobody gives a shit what we're talking about as long as we're talking about stuff.
And dude, I love that. I don't care about who listens to this. If anyone ever listens to this,
I don't either. This is a fucking time capsule, dude.
Yeah, this is great.
This is a time capsule because when we're fucking 40, we're going to look back on this and listen to it and be like, damn, that's where I was life. I was like in my fucking prime. This isn't my prime because I'm fucking 7,000 pounds, but
That can change everything. You're obviously change. Not 7,000 pounds.
I'm not 7,000
You're really not that overweight. Like, I feel like...
I would like to lose a lot of weight. For a visual, I am 6'4 and about 300 pounds. Which is way overweight for my height.
Think about this, though. Think about this, Levi. If you were to just... Okay, let's say you just cut out carbs and sugar altogether. You cut out carbs and sugar.
I've tried that.
It'll go down. Just got it. It's all about consistency and being disciplined. And I know it's really hard because I struggle too with things like that. Like, I really do struggle with it. But if you just stay diligent about what you're doing every day and, like, don't think about the mouth pleasure you're about to have. Think about, like, just have an image in your head of where you want to be and stick with it. It's, like, all comes down to, like, just manning up and sticking. And it's so hard to grind like that sometimes. It really is so hard to be disciplined like that. But sometimes it's just what we got to do.
Yeah, it's difficult, but I don't feel like I can't do it. The only reason I haven't done it yet is because of lack of discipline. Like, I'll do it for, like, 3 weeks and then just be like, you know? And that's not a good thing because as soon as you think, you know, it's just, like, downhill from there. But I need to, like... I need to really, like, concentrate and do it because that's the only way that's going to get done. And hopefully we get some fucking listeners on this podcast and they'll be able to tell me, fucking shape up, you fat fuck. And I'll be like, okay, and I'll do it.
It's so great that you acknowledge that you, like, it's so great that you say, so people understand, or I understand, everyone understands that you know what you should do. You know what you need to do. And I've been there with so many things. You know what you... we need to do to be successful in whatever your goal is, whether it's a goal or not. But there's so many other variables that come into play that change, like, your mental state and how you look at things. Because, like, I'll have a goal and then all these other things will come, like, all these other thoughts will come into my mind, like, that'll make me feel like, oh, it's not worth it. Why would I waste my time doing that? It's just, like, so not worth it. None of it matters sometimes. Mm-hmm. And that's a very cynical... like, is that cynical? Cynical is the right way to...
fucking cynical cast, dude. Yeah,
it's
the name of our fucking podcast.
I usually come from, like, I come from a cynical perspective on things, but I can't change that. That's who I am. I'm not cynical about everything. I'm pretty accepting to, like, everything.
I'm cynical about some things. It depends what it is. If it's about people's fucking feelings towards the fair... I'm going to be cynical towards it because I don't give a shit about the fair. If somebody's talking about, like, hey, if you put your fucking raffle in, you'll win a pony. Like, I don't give a fuck. I'm not winning that pony. I just want to put my fucking thing in the... I want to put my card in the deck and fucking be like, hey, I'm in this fucking running for the pony. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. You got something to talk about? I have no clue.
Funny. Sorry, I got lost in your words there. That was
pretty interesting. I have no fucking clue what I'm talking about. I'm drunk, by the way. I don't know if we mentioned that. We probably did.
What I was talking about when we were downtown Spokane at Riverfront Park. What I was really referring to with, like, everyone is with the purpose, the whole purpose thing. I feel like everyone's so caught up in the opposite sex and, like, they always, like, it's just such a, like, I look at women as people, I look at men as people, we're all people, we're all weird, we all piss and shit, whether we want to accept it or not, whether we think about it. And it's also weird, it's really also, in, like, it's just, everything's so weird, and I feel like everyone, I don't know where I'm going with this, I hate not being able to, talk. I hate being slow like this. I hate being like not. I hate not knowing what to say because then I know what it's like being the listener and hearing this.
And it's next week we're gonna be fucking sober as shit. So we're gonna be fucking. We're gonna have a real ass podcast next week. We're gonna be talking about some random shit. I don't know what the fuck we're gonna be talking about. I'm gonna be taking notes on my phone to notify myself of what we should be talking about.
I think we should. I think we should wrap this up.
Wrap it up?
Yeah.
How long have we been going for? Hold on. Holy shit, we've been going for almost 50 minutes.
Yeah, we're about 50 minutes right now. I think it's time to wrap it up and
call
the cast.
All right, well, you guys can check out our stuff. I make music. You can check me out, Levi Grant, on Spotify or iTunes, whatever you get your music on. And do you have anything to plug?
I don't really have anything. I deleted all social media except Snapchat so I can communicate with people.
You should get a Twitter. If we're doing this, you should get
a Twitter. I do have a Twitter, but I use it just to follow like some random stuff. I'm not on there avidly.
You should get it just because for people, if we actually do eventually get a following, which I doubt we will, but if we do, you should at least be able to take questions from Twitter.
Yeah.
And I'll do that until you get a Twitter. I have a Twitter. It's at it's Levi Grant with no apostrophe, obviously. At it's Levi Grant, and I'll listen to whatever the fuck you want to say. I'm sorry for cursing so much. I'm drunk. It won't happen on the other ones where I'm not drunk. But
you know what I love about today? What just happened in the last? Sorry to interrupt you. Happened in the last like 5 hours? I Snapchatted you. I was like, "Hey, what are you up to today?" Then we eventually decided, "Oh, they're having fireworks at Riverfront Park." We go there. You pay for your parking. It's expensive.
$15.
We don't end up staying for fireworks.
$15
And we're all like, "Dude, fuck this! All this stupid shit. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the apartment. Let's eat some Taco Bell. Let's talk." And we just started talking about about like philosophical stuff. We started talking about really interesting topics.
Yeah.
And then we're like, "Dude, we both love listening to podcasts. We both have an interest for it. We're like, dude, let's make a podcast. Let's go with it. I don't care if anyone listens to this. It's good to talk about this stuff.
Yeah.
This is what helps me like get out of my depression or whatever I
have." No, this is a fucking
This
is a fucking vault. This is a fucking time.
Let's wrap it up.
What the fuck is the thing you bury?
A time capsule?
Time capsule.
Yeah.
That's what this is a fucking time capsule. I'm gonna look at this in 10 years and be like, shit, that's what I was doing in 10 years ago?
So.
Alright.
This is episode one.
Let's wrap it up. What's this episode gonna be called?
It's episode one of the Cynical Podcast.
This is
the beginning.
The beginning of something amazing.
Amazing. Whether people listen to it or not, this is the beginning of our podcast. We love what we're doing. I'm excited to do this. I'm surprised we had so many things to talk about today.
I am honestly so fucking excited. I cannot wait to come here next weekend and fucking record another one.
Yep, we're gonna do it.
Cannot wait. All right, so thank you for listening, if somebody was listening. And can't wait to do this again. And we'll see you next time. Bye!